Proclamation number 6502 of 15th of March, 1956. Change of the will in freedom. God's assistance. Everything will be given to you which will help your soul to mature if only you strive to attain perfection on earth. Every person who musters the will to shape himself in earthly life as it is my will, every person who has recognized my will and makes it his own will also have all means of help at his disposal, for this will alone is enough for me to assist him in every way. And thus you see from this how little I require of you in order to be able to work on yourselves. Yet this assistance is never possible as long as you yourselves are still completely uninterested in what will become of you one day, as long as you still have no clarity within yourselves about the purpose of your earthly life. As long as you evaluate this earthly life alone but do not try to fathom the cause and purpose of it. Often it only needs a little push, a hint at the actual purpose of earthly life, a hint at life after death, a directing of thoughts to the being who created you. That the human being now becomes thoughtful and wants to hand himself over to this being for further guidance. And then I can already take hold of him and guide his further steps. And they will certainly lead to the aim, to union with me. And he will visibly experience my guidance, he will penetrate a knowledge which will push him ever more towards me. I will not withhold anything from him which is useful for his further development. And his thinking will always be spiritually directed so that he will also arrange his whole life accordingly, so that his life will be determined by the will to live to please me. I will not leave anyone without guidance who has once entrusted himself to me, who once recognized and acknowledged me and is willing to belong to my own, whom I also want to take care of like a father. But I must first recognize this will. The human being must voluntarily return to me because he once voluntarily separated himself from me. As long as this voluntary return to me is not yet taken place, all my servant's efforts, all instructions and references to me will also be unsuccessful. For the inner impulse towards the being which created him has to be awakened by himself. And as long as it has not yet awakened in him, he will still be influenced by my adversary, who seeks to chase away these very thoughts in him but cannot force him to listen to him. For this reason, despite resistance, people shall be informed of a loving God, of a God to whom every being belongs and with whom every being can closely unite if only it wants to. For the knowledge of this loving being can already change the will and turn it towards that being. Even though it does not force acceptance, the will is and remains the being's freest matter, and as the will is, so is its earthly path, its success and its fate in eternity. And that is why the fellow human being has a great obligation and also a great influence. Because if he is convinced himself, he can transfer his conviction to his fellow human being in the most natural way. Because therefore a person who possesses knowledge can also impart his knowledge to his fellow human being, for he will always do it in a way which does not signify compulsion but can nevertheless be successful. The recognizing human being already draws the strength from me which enables him to pass on his knowledge, and I also provide him with many more aids. For no person need remain in darkness who strives towards the light. But anyone who prefers darkness still completely belongs to my adversary, and I must also let him walk his earthly path until he once comes to realize it himself. But every person can desire light and truth, which will then certainly be imparted to him. But to remain in darkness also means to still completely belong to the one who is lord of this darkness and who wants to keep all souls under his control. But who has no power to prevent the one who seeks the light? For he cannot determine the will, it must decide for itself. Amen.